And yet, we know that, you know, in the lay life, it is possible to practice. We kind of, people tell us that, and we think, yeah, I'm just telling us that because they're trying to be kind. You know, you can practice with children. It is possible. Trying very hard. And I think, you know, one of the things, one of the first things, you know, when we look at practice is that, you know, pretty much the first stage that you're trying to enter into is tranquility. You know, in order to have access to, you know, our Buddha nature that's kind of buried, it's present, it's there, but it's buried underneath all of the conditioning. And one of the first prerequisites for that seems to be that we need tranquility, so that some of that, all that busyness, some of that fog, that ignorance that is there, begins to settle, begins to calm down. And so tranquility, compassion, and then insight. So, you know, one of the things, you know, the lay life, the life of children, and the most difficult, the first stumbling block is tranquility. You know, where do you get it, actually? You know, certainly in the first sort of 10 years, it's pretty hard to come by. So I think, you know, people just sort of take one look at that, and, you know, you kind of fail at the first hurdle. But you don't actually realise that beyond that, the tranquility phase of the spiritual life, in terms of the compassion and in terms of the insight, there's a lot, there's a huge amount that, you know, can be drawn into. So I think one of the interesting things is that, you know, I think we're in a time now where it is actually possible more and more, for lots of different reasons, historically and socially, and what life, how hard life used to be, and how hard, you know, just domestically life used to be. I think now there's a lot more, you know, we have a lot more time really than, you know, in the past. So I think it's different conditions now, and I think it is more possible. There's more available for us to be able to practice within our current conditions as householders, as lay people. And one of the things I find sort of intriguing about the universe and life is that there are, you know, there's so many different gateways in. So if you think about, like, in alternative medicine, you know, there's iridology, and apparently in, like, the whole of the body, you can kind of read it in an eye. You know, it's got the whole, and then, you know, foot, you know, the whole body, you can look at it, you know, on your foot, and then you can look at it other places. In your ear, apparently, as well. There's a whole of the, you know, you can, all the different organs, you can locate them in your ear. So it's like, in any one part of your body, everything else lives. And I think it's the same, you know, my intuitive sense is that actually, if you keep looking deep enough into anything, everything is there. And I think that's the same with, you know, parenting as a spiritual practice. You know, there's a lot that can put you off it on the surface, but if you keep looking and you keep going deep enough, there is 1,000 Dharma doors, you know, in parenting, in that family life. You know, the universe, if you can find the universe in a grain of sand, then surely you can find it in the whole of family life. But it's hard, isn't it? It's hard. And the reason why, one of the main reasons that it's hard, is that part of practice is about trying to get a perspective, trying to get a big enough perspective on ourselves. We just get bogged down in thinking that we're this, and that's all we are. You know, we have this perspective, and actually what spiritual life is trying to get us to do is trying to get us to see ourselves in a whole different perspective. And what can sometimes keep us bogged down is all the calls from, you know, the presence, you know, and in family life that's hundredfold the case. So part of why we go away on retreats, part of why we go, you know, we go away is because we're creating a gap that we can see our habits, we can see how we're, you know, who we're being. So we get this perspective, and that's what we're trying to get. And that's, I think, part of why, you know, lay life is seen as not conducive conditions, because it's hard to create that perspective, harder to create that gap.